Welcome to the Finding True Health podcast. Are you ready to reject diet culture without rejecting your health? Do you want to feel a sense of peace around food and your body while also creating habits that will help you feel your best each day? Hey, I'm Jenna, a registered dietitian, a committed follower of Jesus Christ, and a middle-aged mom. Not long ago, I felt like I was at war with my body. I believed I needed to reach some arbitrary goal weight to be healthy and happy. But one day, God helped me realize that I was focused on the wrong thing. So I began to treat my body with the love and respect it deserves through both my thoughts and my actions. And that new focus has made all of the difference. Now I love helping other women find true health for themselves so they can enjoy more energy, better moods, and greater peace in their own lives. I'm excited to get started, so let's dive in. Hey friends, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. I have something a little bit different planned that I wanted to try out for today's episode. I have been on this body acceptance, intuitive eating, combined with healthy habits journey for about 5 years now, where I've been working on ditching diet culture while simultaneously improving my health, which is the journey I try to take all of you on in this podcast. And every once in a while, I have something happen, kind of a moment or an event happen where I realize just how far I've come and also how much better my life is because of this journey that I have taken. And that's why I have this podcast, because I want to share that peace and that joy that can come that I know you can experience as well. And so today, I kind of just want to share a few of those experiences. Some of those kind of unexpected benefits that I have found in my own life in hopes to kind of keep you motivated to keep going. Because I know this work can be difficult. I know that letting go of diet culture, letting go of that safety blanket and the familiarity of a lot of things and entering the world of intuitive eating where we're trying to trust our bodies more and we're letting go of food rules and we're working on loving and appreciating our bodies, no matter their size. And many people worry that that's going to lead them down the path of just eating Oreo cookies all day and giving up on their health. So I know that this journey isn't always easy and smooth sailing. And I also don't think that we're ever completely done and that there's an end point that we reach to where we don't have to continue working on things. But I do think that you can reach a point where it's a lot easier, it's a lot more natural, it becomes your new norm. And I just want, again, to share a few experiences that have helped me really see the difference from where I was to where I am now. And again, to where I know that you can be if you aren't there already. When I talk to people who have been on this journey and who have become intuitive eaters and have made peace with food and with their body, a lot of times I hear comments about how they just have such a deeper appreciation and respect for their body, how they no longer yo-yo diet, they aren't dealing with constant weight fluctuations, losing and regaining the same weight over and over, they have more energy throughout the day, they feel at peace around food, they're not binging anymore or participating in disordered eating patterns or feeling out of control or obsessed with food. They feel more confidence and more peace about themselves. They're less judgmental towards themselves and also towards others. They're more willing to put themselves out there and try new things and experiencing things that they might have shied away from before. And I just get so excited when I hear these life-changing benefits. And these are many of the kinds of benefits I've experienced as well. So I dug through some of my old journals and I pulled out some of these examples of real life experiences that kind of show these things and what they've looked like in my life. So as I was preparing for this episode, the first thing that popped into my head was this document I have buried somewhere in Google Docs. I haven't pulled it up for years and years, but I remember creating this document as kind of a way to journal out some of my feelings whenever I was feeling really upset or depressed and just kind of down. And that lasted for more than a day or two because that's normal. I have down days too, but I'm usually able to kind of pet back up pretty quickly. But every once in a while in my life, I would have, and still do, have these moments of just kind of being sad, a little more depressed for a little longer period of time. And so I would use this Google document to just get some thoughts and feelings out of things that were depressing me. And in every single entry that I had in this Google document, I had something about my body size in there. I was depressed because I hated my body. I couldn't lose weight. I felt unattractive. I saw a picture of myself that I felt was unflattering. And these thoughts and ideas that I had about what my body was supposed to look like compared to what it did look like, and the constant struggle that I had with my body, just really brought me down. And in every single one of those journal entries, I expressed frustration about my body. And like I said, I still have days and moments and sometimes weeks where I'm feeling down, but that body disdain, that depression over my body and how it looks, is not a contributing factor in those downtimes at all. It's not to say I don't have bad body image moments and that I only have wonderful, happy, positive thoughts about how my body looks, but I don't allow it to affect me and my moods and really how I view myself and my worth nearly as much as I used to. And to be honest, even those bad body image moments have become really few and far between. So that has been amazing. Just such an improvement in my quality of life overall, and really my happiness level. Another experience I thought of happened right before I actually started on this journey. We had a family reunion coming up with my side of the family. And for this reunion, we were asked to prepare some sort of a dance or a skit or something to perform at a talent show if we wanted to. We didn't have to participate if we didn't want to, but it's kind of a fun little activity that we've done with my extended family at times. And so my family, my sisters and brothers and some of my nieces and nephews, decided that they wanted to learn the dance to We're All in This Together from High School Musical. They looked up the dance moves on YouTube and sent out a text and said, hey, we're going to learn this dance and perform it at this family reunion. And immediately when I got that text, I thought, no, I am not going to dance in front of my family members. I mean, number one, I'm not a great dancer, but mostly it's because I did not feel comfortable or confident in my body at all, and I didn't want to be up on a stage moving around and having other people look at me. And so my other siblings learned the dance and practiced it and performed it at the reunion, and it was adorable and hilarious. And we actually just recently, my kids were watching family home movies, and they watched that dance and just were laughing and loving it. And they said, hey, mom, why aren't you up there? And I said, do you really want to know the truth? The reason I'm not up there is because I was ashamed of my body at that time. And I just thought it'd be too embarrassing and that it really wasn't possible for me to dance. And I said, now I am so mad at myself and sad that I didn't take that opportunity to have that experience. Because yes, I would have looked like a fool, but who cares? It would have been so much fun creating that memory with my family. And you better believe next time if we decide to do a family dance number, I am all in and I don't care what my body looks like. I will be up on that stage dancing my heart out. And I tell you, that is a much different attitude than I had 5 years ago. The next experience I want to share, I actually found in my journal. So I'm just going to go ahead and read that entry. I said, today I had a realization that as I've been trying to let go of perfectionism around my body and around my eating habits, that's also allowed me to let go of perfectionism in other areas of my life. For example, I don't feel like my house always has to be spotless, and I no longer feel like I have to complete everything on my to-do list every day. And I'm realizing more and more that perfectionism is really a lie. It doesn't even exist. There's no such thing as the perfect body or the perfect eating plan, the perfect healthy lifestyle. And there's also no such thing as the perfect family and the perfect house. And it's just allowed me to let go of a lot of anxiety and stress. And I go on to say that what really made me notice this improvement of letting go of perfectionism was we had some company that was planning to come stay at our house that weekend. And normally I get really stressed and anxious and used to feel like my house had to be spotless and look perfect before we can have guests stay over. And I still, of course, like to have my house clean to a degree, especially the bathrooms, and have the clean sheets on the beds and things like that. But that particular weekend, I remember we had a bunch of blinds in our basement where our guests were going to be staying that had some rips and tears in them, and we'd been wanting to replace them, but just hadn't gotten around to it. And so I was hoping to get that done before the guests came. We also had some holes in the walls that we were patching, and so I wanted to finish patching those and sand them and paint them and get that all taken care of. But none of those things ended up happening. The week just got busy, and before I knew it, the weekend was there. The guests were arriving. We hadn't replaced the blinds. We hadn't finished patching the holes, and I was completely okay with it. And in the past, I would have been really frustrated and stressed out and upset that those things hadn't gotten done. But because I'd been working to let go of perfectionism around my body and around my health, that helped me let go of that perfectionistic thinking around my house. And I've even noticed I used to have a really hard time leaving the house without any makeup on, or even being in the house but having other people come over and see me without makeup on. And again, I still prefer to have makeup on and my hair done and things, but I'm so much more lax about it if it doesn't happen to happen, if I happen to answer the door before I've done my makeup or with my hair still dripping wet from having just gotten out of the shower. I'm okay with it. I'm not pretending like I always have it put together or that I always look wonderful. It's not reality. And I'm much more comfortable with letting other people see that I'm far from perfect. Another experience I thought of was how grateful I am that I listen so much better to my body and to the cues it's trying to send me. I remember there was this time when I was doing my morning workout just like normal, and for some reason I was just so tired and really dragging, and I had gotten plenty of sleep the night before, and I wasn't like sleepy tired, I just was fatigued. My body just was really struggling. And so I kind of took it easy that workout. I didn't push myself as hard as I normally like to and didn't get my heart rate up super high and really tried to follow my body's natural cues. And sure enough, it was the next day or maybe the day after that, I came down with this cold and a low-grade fever. I had a stuffy nose and a sore throat. And I realized that the day before, with my body trying to naturally slow myself down, was such a great indication of how smart our bodies are. My body knew that I needed to rest and that I needed to reserve my energy to fight the infection that it knew that I had, but I didn't know at the time. And thankfully, the cold came and it went really fast because I tried to rest and give it the downtime that it needed. And before I knew it, I was up and going 100% again. So it was a great reminder of just how amazing our bodies are. But also, I was so grateful that I was in the habit of really being in tune with my body and listening to it and not just ignoring the signals that it was trying to send me, because chances are in the past, I would have just pushed through that workout really hard and possibly made the sickness even worse and had it for even longer. And I realized in that moment that being intuitive and being in tune with our body can benefit us in more ways than just in how we feed it. I've also been a lot more compassionate and gentle with myself in general, particularly when it comes to when I kind of get off track or when I do something that I know isn't great for my health. I remember another time when I had one of my favorite treats in the house. Maybe I've mentioned this in the past, but I love the s'mores mix snack from Costco. It's got like little graham cracker chunks in it and marshmallows, and it's all covered in chocolate. And I think it's delicious. And I had a package of that. And I remember I ate too much of it one night. And that night, I woke up with these night sweats and had a terrible night's sleep and felt super crappy the next morning. And in the past, normally I would have just been really mad at myself and frustrated. And I would have just beaten myself up for overdoing it on sugar, even though I knew better. But I remember being really surprised that that next morning, I was actually just really compassionate and curious. I just asked myself, okay, what happened last night? Why did I overdo it? Is there anything we can do in the future to make sure that that doesn't happen again or doesn't happen very often? And I remember being so surprised by my reaction to myself and that I could approach myself with that compassion and curiosity instead of with criticizing and belittling and berating myself. And this last experience I want to share is kind of a silly one. You might think it's kind of dumb, but it was another time when I distinctly remember thinking, whoa, I would have handled that a lot differently 5 years ago. I was out on a walk, and as I was walking, this car full of boys came driving by, and they did like a catcall or a whistle or something. And I remembered being really confused because I'm a middle-aged woman. I don't usually get catcalled anymore. And as I was kind of sitting there in my confusion, like, why would they do that? This young, thin girl comes running by and passes me on the road. And suddenly it all made sense. Of course, they were whistling at that girl, not at me. And I just started laughing. I just thought, okay, that makes sense. I'm not confused anymore, of course. And it honestly wasn't an issue at all. I just kept going with my walk, didn't take it personally, didn't get upset about it. But I realized that had that been 5 years earlier, I probably would have gone through this whole story in my head about how I'm so ugly and old, and it's so depressing that I don't get catcalled like that anymore, even though I think that that's a disgusting, objectifying, super immature thing for boys to do. But I would have made it mean something about me and about my body and about my worth. And in that moment, I knew that I wasn't the problem, that there's nothing wrong with me. And again, I just kind of laughed it off. And that felt so good. It felt so good to be at peace with myself and my body enough that I didn't allow something like that to affect me and my mood and my attitude for the rest of the day, or even just in that moment. So there's just a few real life examples of how your life can change by going on a journey like this, and how it can even seep into these other areas of your life that you never expect it to. And I think it's really exciting, and I hope that you find it encouraging. And maybe you're already starting to see little moments like this in your own life of how letting go of diet culture or trying to be more intuitive and listening to your body or working on your body image, how these things can affect so many areas of your life and just improve the overall quality of your life. I commend you for being here, for listening to a podcast like this that hopefully pushes you and stretches you to let go of cultural norms and of messages you've been hearing your whole life and adopting new ways of thinking and caring for your body and your health. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you have a fantastic last few weeks of summer if your summer's coming to an end like mine is. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye-bye. If you'd like help implementing what we've talked about today more fully into your life, come check out my self-paced program at healththroughhabits.com. You'll use the science and tools of habit formation to help transform your health and your mindset so that you can enjoy finding true health for yourself. I hope to work with you soon.